The myth that if you are better than. The myth that if you are better than the average, if you are better than the other guy slash gal, then you are okay. If you knew how others view you, if you knew how you rank as a human. Really, you'd be up in arms, shouting bloody murder. Because you are delusional. You can't see the other, you can't see yourself, and you definitely can't see yourself the way others see you. So any and all negative feedback is a surprise and an insult. But if you are comparing yourself to another 99%er, whether they are average, below average, or above average, you are comparing yourself to something irrelevant. Scientists, statisticians say humanity and its characteristics, intelligence, achievement, health, etc. can be described with the bell curve, where they focus on the average. But if you ask anyone if they want to be average, they mostly say no. And they fancy themselves as above average. But even if you are above average, you are comparing yourself against people who you don't respect. Who are miserable, unproductive, undisciplined, liars, cheaters, like yourself. And even if you were way above average, the people you are not comparing yourself to, the people who really matter, who really attract, who move humanity forward, the 1% of humanity. In every area of life, the crowd separates, qualifies themselves as either the 99% or the 1%. In school, in sports, in social events, at work, everywhere. The 1% will, for example, buy something and really benefit from it. 1% of drivers drive well, the rest. Just watch drivers, the number of drivers who have good cars but drive them if the car were a jalopy is staggering. Most people can't drive, don't know the traffic rules, have no driving skills, no manners, no sense of how to make life work. The 99%ers visit a website, buy something, join a course, a webinar, buy coaching, etc. but won't benefit from their actions, their purchases. When you compare yourself with another, you are comparing yourself, in all likelihood, with a 99%er. Because 99% is a whole lot. And the 1%ers are mostly invisible, busy doing what they do. And not hang out to be adored and waste their time. Our entire humanity, around 8 billion people, operate at 10% of human, innate capacity. 10% or less. In health, in brain functions, in spirituality, everything, everywhere, and 99% of the time. This MD dude, the other day I spent an hour to listen to his lecture, spent another hour reading and muscle testing everything in his little book, Tabula Vita, thinks and teaches what is the accepted party line, that health is all physical. Telling in the book that God had some supplements that modern humans are not taking, that is why we don't live hundreds of years. Ugh. Truth be told, there was a line of demarcation in the history of humankind, but it was most likely before the big flood. Humans turned toward pleasure and turned away from their source, consciousness. It has nothing to do with Noah and his ark, I don't know. No one knows. One thing is certain, we, humans, have distanced ourselves from our spiritual origin, and we are paying for it. With our health, with our peace of mind, with living a miserable life with just 10% of what we have in our genes. No matter whether you are religious or not. According to my observation, church-going folks have lower vibration, because they are further from their source than other people. I got this email yesterday, or was it today? Dear Sophie. Thank you for your invite to the workshops. I am so grateful for all your services. You know, I feel freed from the prison of being someone else. I always felt pressure to be successful because I am so smart. Finding out that I am not that smart, is such a delightful relief. I am not, in any way successful. But knowing my starting scores, such as 3 spiritual capacities, and 40 overall intelligence, and resentment towards feedback, has been wonderful to learn about myself. Now I know that given what I am, it is not surprising. It was exhausting pretending to be smart. Now I am kinder to myself. Forgiving and more gentle with myself and others. Truth is precious and freeing. Yes, I have a lot of work to do, but I feel like it is possible now. Better to do the work, than waste time, pretending to be something I am not. Oh, I have a lot of work to do. Thank you. The book I so love, The Art of Hunting Humans, talks about the superiors. It is like the box cover that any person you can actually look at and nod. Hell yeah, that is who I want to be. If you have a box cover for your jigsaw puzzle called life, this excerpt from the book is a great guide. If and when the 1% of my readers, 99% chance that you are not part of that 1%, read and print out those few pages that describe what it takes to be high vibration, to be like humanity was intended, you'll suddenly know what it is you can learn here, reading my articles, doing my workshops, doing the playground. You will know why you need activators. You will know why you need the big bundle. You will know. What you will do with that knowledge is up to you. Some of you, the 1% of the 1%, will roll up your sleeves and get to work. The 99% of the 1% will become disenchanted and leave. I am okay with whatever you do. My mission is to work out if it is possible to turn ordinary humans into human beings, aka one of the superiors, using energies and practices. If I can turn one person, that is proof for Source that it is possible. I have managed to turn myself. My strongest tools have been my newest. The big bundle and the predatory genes adjustment. This morning, it was garbage day in my neighborhood. I climbed the steps and the slope and carried stuff. And my hips, the top of my thigh bone, started to hurt. A lot. I asked Source if it was okay. And got a yes answer. Okay. Not wrong. Can it be healed? The answer was yes. And then, through my sacrum, my knowledge connector, I got, all I need is patience. Continue what I have been doing, eat according to my type, eat according to my food list, use the big bundle. And all will be repaired. My body repair is 50% done. Only 50%. The rest will take longer than what has been done. Why? The job is almost microscopic. And must be done slowly or it will kill me. Some of the repair needs me to eat calcium. Kale? Ugh. So, I am patient. And okay. Calm and collected. Doing what I have to do. Chuckling, whistling, and listening to the big bundle. Life has been like that, life before the big flood, the big bundle, and after. Before the biblical big flood, humans lived hundreds of years. The same humanity, same genes. The only thing that changed is spiritual. The new humanity is disconnected from its source. And thinks themselves separate. Acts separate. My soul correction is called Forget Thyself. It is also humanity's soul correction. You are not the Alpha and the Omega. You have consciousness above you. When religious and non-religious people say, please God, they act disconnected, separate, a beggar. I have a student I am really grateful to. He had the courage to tell me what the mindset is in some disadvantaged, marginalized communities of the United States. It is, the man does it to us, and to retaliate, we take from the man. I am not quoting it verbatim, but you get it. When you are not part of all of it, even on a societal level, you get beggary. Or violent. No two ways about it. So what do I want you to do if you are the 1% or the 1%? 1. Go and read the page, The Superiors. No need to log in, I made it public, https://www.yourvibration.com/subscribers/the-superiors/. 2. Contemplate if you want to do the work it takes to become a superior. 3. If so, get the big bundle. And if you haven't, also get your predatory genes adjusted. 4. Come to the big bundle users, 1% of the 1%, workshop, and start doing the work. The workshop is designed to get you a big why to live, why to grow, why to do things you don't feel like doing, why to have integrity, etc. Because without a big why, you are not going to do much of anything. This big why is also called your holy grail. Without one, you are up SHT's creek without a paddle. If you are already a big bundle user, you need to check your email. You already have the registration link. Please whitelist my email address. Sophie@yourvibration.com. If you already have the big bundle, you got your invitation to the webinar in your email. P.S. Half of the people who have the big bundle got it before I realized what it does and how much of a game changer it is. They are not the 1% or the 1%, they were probably freebie seekers. That jumped on a cheap offer. Cheap, especially compared to the source of the energy. Or what it could do. Even today, people buy it only for the physical work it instructs the brain to do, repair. Only a very few bought it and uses it for the spiritual effect of it, connecting you to your source. So you can become a human being, a superior.